Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Timbers from the Spot podcast. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Tyler.
And it's been a while.
It's been a little bit too long.
It has been a little too long, but you know what? Maybe it was a good thing.
True.
Maybe this is what the Timbers needed.
Yeah, okay, so we're actually done with the podcast, guys.
They need us not talking about
it. Yeah.
I mean, what's happened in the time we've been gone? We've won four straight. Diego Chara had an appendectomy.
Out of nowhere.
Missing three of those games.
Yeah.
Which our record used to be terrible without him. And next thing you know, we've rattled off three straight.
That has to be up, like, for doubling minimum, right? The amount that we've won without him?
Yeah. I mean, surely. Yeah. Like, even if you, off the top of my head, like, that just sounds right. If you came and told me the actual stat and it wasn't that it was doubled, I just wouldn't believe you.
I feel like three max. There's no way that we've won three games.
Because our record always used to be like, you know, we missed Diego Chara for a game because of like yellow card accumulation or something. We're cooked.
I mean, there was a couple, like, we got some draws in there without him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, three straight is crazy.
Won three straight.
At four.
Scoring two plus goals in every one of those games. Yeah. We're unbeaten in our last six. Again, scoring two goals in all of those. We scored two goals in our last seven games.
Yeah.
Excuse me, we're cooking.
Miles
Joseph put on his chef's hat. He got into the kitchen. My man has been cooking.
Absolutely cooking. He is taking us all the way. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, so the games we missed, we lost to Seattle. We beat LAFC 2-0
huge.
which was huge.
In that one, I don't know if that's us or them being bad or what. But
it was a little bit of both.
A little bit of both, but like we just dominated. They didn't do anything.
Then we beat Bad Austin 2-1.
Yeah, which that was also some good tactical adjustment there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beat a somewhat rotated San Jose 2-1.
Yeah, somewhat, but they still had a very solid team out there. Yeah. Espinoza did nothing. Bravo locked them up pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, and then we beat Colorado, worst team in the league. We did what we needed to do. It was a
3-2
terrible
close.
Game.
Yeah.
Just in terms of quality.
Yeah.
But the Timbers got the job done. That's all you can ask for.
You look who's on the field, too. That's not bad.
We are missing our midfield three. Our starting day midfield three.
If this lineup starts at the beginning of the season, we'd get beat like 5-0. That's literally what happened.
Here's the thing. I was gonna say, like, if you had showed me this starting lineup at the start of the season, I would have been like, oh, we're last.
Yeah.
We're dead last.
Yeah.
Like, huh? Evander's out. Diego Chara's out. We don't have like Williamson or Ayala Paredes.
Don't care.
Do not care at all.
No, not at all.
But like you said, Miles has switched things up tactically. We're kind of a little more out of a 4-2-3-1 and are into a 4-3-3 with Acosta in this game.
Yeah.
Was Paredes before the yellow card accumulation.
Which,
sitting kind of as the pivot, and then Evander and Moreno usually being allowed to sit above him.
Yeah.
Or Paredes. Paredes also in that.
Yeah, I was going to say
Paredes and Evander.
Definitely in the San Jose game, it was more of an Acosta sitting in, and then Paredes pushed up, almost higher than Evander sometimes.
Yes.
Which I liked.
Mm-hmm. And really, like, you know, anyone who's been in that six role has done so well so far.
Yeah, well, prior to Costa, what a two games out of him.
I know.
Jeez.
And the thing is, he started out bad. He started out bad in the Timbers.
Which, I mean, his first game that he played was the 5-0 loss. Correct? Or
no.
Was that not his first?
No.
He did come into that game, though, didn't he?
I mean, probably. I think he did. I don't know. Yeah, that was his first game. He did come in. He didn't start.
Yeah, that's why. That's a tough introduction.
No, he did start.
He started that game?
He started.
Oh, because that was a rotation game, too.
Oh, no. Diego Chara was out with the yellow cards, right?
Is that what it was?
It had to be. He wasn't playing.
So, yeah. That has to be what it was.
Yeah. And then that's why he came in.
Yeah, no. He did not look like he has in the last two games. we can say that. Which, the whole team was just trash that day. So.
Yes.
I mean, you know, whatever you want to call
that.
That was
the game we got Gio fired. So. Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, Brian Acosta's been absolutely cooking. SofaScore has him at 7.8 with an assist in the San Jose game and 7.3 last night.
Yeah.
Looks very good in both the attack and in defense.
Yeah. I mean, it's Diego Chara-esque, I gotta say, the way that he was, especially against San Jose, the way that he was playing, stopping balls in the middle, cutting off passing lanes.
I saw someone, like, I can't, like, I don't, I don't know if they were, but it was like some offhanded comment about how like Acosta is the heir to Diego Chara, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that. But I will say though, looking at the team, I think I was listening to more Sonic and they were talking about it maybe. Like who to protect in the offseason.
Yes.
And I think, yeah, Paredes has to be a lock. And honestly, at this point, I think you got to keep Acosta, too. The way that he's been playing, Diego Char, unfortunately, is getting up there in age. We're going to eventually see a Diego Valeri, a Sebastian Blanco kind of fall.
Are we?
At some point, he is going to have to. There's no way that he can play until he's 50 years old.
Look, and like, I mean, the only bad injury we've really seen out of him recently is just this weird appendectomy, which is a...
Yeah. Which also...
like a random thing.
And the three-week... line on that for him to be back. No way. I'm sorry.
I think you're underestimating how taxing an appendectomy is.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way it's going to be 3 weeks. I think it's going to be like 4 or 5.
No, I think you're overestimating.
Oh, I was going to say underestimating. I don't know. I mean, he's getting surgery and like he's got like... I don't know. Like, you got to think, especially for a player like Diego Chara.
Like,
it's about like inside though, too. Like,
I don't... Let me, okay.
Because if you get hit, like the way that he plays especially, he's going into tackles. Like, if he gets hit right there, it's more about like the inside than the outside wound, you know?
Participation in contact sports and gym class is not permitted until the follow-up appointment with the surgeon about 2 to 3 weeks after surgery. Yeah, it's not that.
Wow, okay. So that, I mean, so...
Patrick Mahomes played after 11 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
See, the biggest thing is limiting infection risk.
Yeah.
So it's literally just like the cut, making sure that the wound, like,
which I guess that's
is back together.
3 weeks will be fine. Yeah.
Because the main thing is you don't want it, like, you do want to make sure it's completely healed because you don't want it to be kind of open and then for, you know, Diego Char to catch an elbow there.
Yeah.
And then for it to split.
Yeah. That would be bad.
I think you're overthinking it just a tiny bit. But,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean. Hopefully next week or the week after. By playoffs, I guess. Now that we're talking about.
Yeah.
The Portland Timbers are 3 points out of a playoff spot.
It's still so tight, though.
3 points out of second. Why did I say 3 points out of a playoff?
Yeah, I was gonna say. Well,
they are 3 points out of second, and then also like what, 2 points from dropping out of the playoffs?
No, it's two. It's also 3 points. No, four. It's 4 points down to ten.
We are. Yeah. That is very nice.
Yeah.
But, and we can't. We dropped to eighth. Now, if everyone won their games in hand.
Which, we take that.
Yeah.
We take that. Yeah, big draw last night between the Galaxy.
Because that means, Austin. If we got eight, that means we'd technically get a home playoff game.
With
because
eight?
We're the higher of the eighth or ninth. So we...
Oh, for the play, like the play-in kind of...
Yeah.
That's true, actually, yeah.
It's a home game for the play-in.
And then we get away games for the rest of the playoffs.
And then we get St. Louis, who's been looking a bit shaky.
Yeah, we beat them.
They've... You know, one win in their last five, which comes with three draws.
Yeah, which they are still first, but that's just the start of their season was insane.
Yeah. LAFC's look slow. Seattle's picked it up lately.
Yeah, but they're still...
You know, that's the thing. Like, everyone's had a bad past few games.
Yeah.
No one's really, like, coming into this strong except for us. Seattle, yeah. Vancouver's had a pretty decent stretch. I mean,
yeah.
A lot of teams are just drawing. Not many teams are
winning.
Which
is good for us. That's good for us, yeah. And there's some tough games coming up for other teams and not tough games for us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Galaxy, Montreal, we got to win those games, I think.
You really do.
I don't care if you say that five-game stretch is under... Or, yeah, it'd be a five-game win, right? I don't care if you say that that's not possible. It doesn't matter. We need to win those games.
We do.
And then Houston coming home. I know we lost 5-0, but that's not happening again.
No, different team. Team, different mentality. Home game. Place will be rocking because, you know, that might be a type of game where it determines if we're in the playoffs or not, depending how these next two games go.
Yeah.
Or it could be a game for, like, third or fourth place.
Or for first.
Andy,
who knows?
Well, okay.
I think right now.
We are actually out of the race for first.
But we are in there for second.
But we are in there. We're in there for a home playoff game.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you'd told me that before the start of the season, I would have killed you for it, Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Really, really.
But look, I would have bit your hand off for it. Like I would have.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, and then
for everything that's happened this season,
yeah,
we were second to last in the West.
Oh, that's why I would love to pass Seattle. That would be so good. If we pass Seattle, all that stuff they were saying when we drew and they're like, "Oh yeah, don't care. You're like gonna not make the playoffs. You're second to last. Yeah, watch us pass you. Watch.
Just watch us work.
Just watch.
Watch us work.
Yeah.
We're coming.
Yeah.
We're coming for the throne.
Yes, we are.
Well, okay, I don't think we can beat Cincinnati or Orlando, to be fair, but...
Who knows, though? Who knows?
We're coming for the West throne.
Once we're in the playoffs, this team just seems to make it 10 Lost Cup.
Yeah.
So...
That's true.
That's, I mean...
Miles Joseph.
Yeah.
Let him see this MLS playoffs. We're cooking.
Yeah, we are. We are. I mean, realistically, we have, in our last, I don't know, 5-6 with Gio here,
mm-hmm.
like, the times that we made playoffs and the times we went 10 MLS Cup, we got a pretty good record.
Yeah.
Compared to other teams, I mean, I like our odds once we're in the playoffs. That's all too. I'm saying. Especially, it's all every year. We go on a run at the end of the season, and then we're there.
Yeah, this season, the run came a little close.
Yeah, a little close.
Normally, we hit it in, like, August.
Yeah.
And then that kind of, and then we were kind of up and down. But we hit it in September.
And then Messi's going to come back from Miami. They're going to make a run into ninth, make it to the cup. We're the higher seed, technically. We play Miami at home.
And Messi doesn't play because it's turf.
Exactly.
So. Even though it's a final game.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be crazy. There's no way.
No. But. If we were in the East, we would be eighth.
I'll say, still take it. Still in the playoffs.
Like, the Well, St. Louis is a different anomaly. But if you put LAFC in the East, they're seventh.
Yeah, well, in the East, also, the top six teams have already clinched.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Only one in the West. But
that's, yeah, because everyone is so full
in the West. Yeah, and then there's just Toronto on 22 points. Not even a point per game. Wow, that's...
Hey, and Colorado.
Colorado,
the wooden spoon race is going crazy.
It really is. I don't know. Here's the thing. So, because on Wednesday, we got some favorable... I think Dallas-Philly is a very favorable game for us.
Yes.
I think Philly's got to win that in Philly. And then Colorado-Vancouver. Colorado's got nothing to lose. Like, you never know. It's at home. That's also a big one if Colorado can pull that out. I know that they have literally nothing to lose. But, and nothing to win. So.
Yeah.
Who knows who they're going to play or, I don't know. But
well, you play it till the end of the season, but yeah, they're still just not good.
Yeah. And Miami-Houston. Messi, oh, that's Open Cup. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
That's stupid.
Hey, did you know that the Champions Cup was happening this Wednesday?
Nope.
I didn't either.
And I'm going to be honest, I don't really care too much.
I don't care about it either, and I didn't know about it until they flashed it up on the screen last night.
Yeah, same.
Saturday night. And I was like, oh.
Cool.
Won't be watching.
I mean, honestly, that just sucks for LAFC. So
yeah.
That sucks they have to play in it.
I will be watching, Miami-Houston. 8 o'clock is the game? That's terrible.
That is crazy, actually. It's in LA, I'm assuming.
Speaking of late games, how about that Austin LA game going?
Yeah,
starting what, until
it was like 12 almost, like, right?
It was 12:30 Eastern time, so it was 11:30 in Austin.
Yeah, that's crazy. Just
crazy. And then for LA to come back like that for all the fans who stayed.
I know. Which that's it, the fans. They stayed throughout the whole time too. They didn't even go inside.
Yeah,
they stayed in the supporters section. I mean, it was a very empty stadium. Once the game started, but which, I mean, understandable, but it looked pretty bad out there. There was some videos coming out of Austin with, like, it was like a hurricane in that place.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
But yeah, and then stay for all that just to lose, like, or just to draw like that.
Basically at a loss.
1:30 a.m.
Yeah. That's so tough.
But yeah, let's talk a little bit about the Timbers tactical adjustments. We already listed a bit of a formation shift.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the biggest things is we're just not long ball players as much anymore, which is very nice to see.
Good. We do it in better situations, I think.
Also that.
And I also think somebody else was talking about this too, but Evander having the freedom now to not be Diego Valeri.
Mm-hmm.
And he can sit back a little bit more and make more risky passes and try to get us going forward in a different way, I guess.
Yes.
He's not, like, the guy that if he's not on, we're going to lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we have Moreno stepping in too. He's a little bit more free, and he's looking way better. Moreno looks so good right now.
I don't know what Gio is doing to my man.
Yeah, but Moreno is going off right now. It just looks a lot more free, I think, in general, in the attacking third. And I think Mora and Bolli have both been on. I think Mora understands, I think, the players around him a little bit better than Bolli, maybe. Yeah. And, like, fits into the system better, which we kind of knew.
Well, because we always kind of knew that Mora was, like, a little more of a back to the goal, get the ball, dish it out. Like, hold it up, dish it out. Bully's kind of more the, you play it to me, I'm one-tapping it, like, to you. I'm not really going to hold it up as much, and then I'm going to run the channel. But Mora is kind of, I can do the hold up, and then also, you know, little fox in the box.
Yeah.
As Liam Ridgewell would always say.
He was.
Scoring the goals. Yeah. So I think Mora's kind of solidified his starting spot, which makes the Bolli question interesting about whether or not you bring him back next year. But that is a different question for a different podcast episode.
Yeah. I would say keep him as of now, but...
Yeah, I would say that just because, like, continuity and what other strikers we got. Fogaccia's doing well for San Antonio.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, nice.
So, you know, that's good to see.
Yeah. But I think having a second option is always better, especially with our history of not having a second option and then bringing somebody in.
as long as we are not overpaying, of course, but
Yeah. Well, I think at this point we should all know that Niasgoda needs to go. But that's
Yes. Yeah. Fogaccia has a goal and an assist in each of his last two matches.
That's solid.
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, we have more passes in possession, which is very nice.
Yeah.
A little more quick play. We really kind of mess it around in the back a little bit to kind of drag them forward.
Yeah.
And then as soon as their mistake is made, kind of by the defense, or that hole is played, we pass it right through the midfield. The midfield instantly gets it up and we're going.
Yeah.
And then we can play it out to the wings where, I mean, Antony looked incredible last night.
He did look really good.
That man has... You can tell that man learned soccer in Brazil.
Yeah.
All the little dancing over the ball, stopping and staring at Abubakar and then just passing it. Like,
Well,
that's literally what the other Antony does.
True.
Except this Antony scores.
Yeah.
And doesn't allegedly beat his wife.
Yeah, which is good.
Which is very good.
Very good.
We don't need another one of those on the team.
Yeah, don't do that.
We do not need another one of those on the team.
No, we do not.
But I mean, perfect headed goal to get his account open for Portland.
Should have had two.
I think even when Jimmy's back, I think you keep starting Antony on the wing.
Yeah,
Dairon in the midfield. Because when the whole midfield's back, I guess at the time being, Paredes is the six, Evander, Moreno, and then on the wings you can have Antony and Dairon more up top. But when Diego Chara comes back, then you just have Antony as like the 60-minute super sub, I guess.
Yeah, because I think he also needs... I don't know, because he didn't look great. Well, I didn't really think he looked very good at all against San Jose when he came in.
No.
I just think he needs some time still.
Yeah, of course.
Before he's a consistent starter. I think he has the ability, obviously, and the talent, but he's just... Some of his decision-making just isn't there yet.
Yeah, and I mean, that'll come with game time as well as...
Yeah.
You know.
So I mean, I'm always going to trust Jimmy, at least, to make the right decisions, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
In that situation, but then you have the dynamic out of nowhere kind of skill that Moreno, that Evander, him, like, they all have that, you know.
Yeah, we're getting some hoopers.
Yeah,
we're getting
Dairon too. I mean, everybody actually, almost everybody on the team, I'd say, that is starting has those moments.
Diego Chara and Mora are probably, and then Zuparic and McGraw.
Yeah, and like a Paredes, he doesn't have too many of those, but he's just like solid on the ball. But yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the team's just fun.
Yeah, it is.
And the
fun
thing is,
watch.
Like, our possession numbers are still occasionally the same. Colorado gave us a lot of possession.
We had like 75%, but in the game against
Austin, we had 33.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we've showed that we can kind of play through most things. And again, last night we had a lot of the ball. We looked good.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think. Well, one of the things, too, is the press that Miles has implemented, which is looking, I think, better and better. I think a little bit less so in the last game just because it was a different lineup. And just a different way of playing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think overall, San Jose looked really good on the press.
Yes.
And then Austin, it started, but there was small tactical shifts in there throughout the game, which I don't think Gio did too much. No. And I think Miles is doing that better and realizing what we can do in small ways to change the game and win.
Mm-hmm.
And not just throw on Mabiala and two strikers at the end of a game and like hope that we can do something.
Well, we did like, have four center backs on the field at the end of the game last night.
That's true. But like, you know what I mean with Gio. Like, we're down and then he throws Mabiala and two strikers on and you're just like, okay, go and win the game. Like, yeah, sure. But I like the way that Miles is doing smaller things and it's working. Yes. So, yeah, like I know he specifically said against Austin something that he was doing was like to stop the wingers a little bit. He was pushing... I think he said he was pulling the wingers back a little bit to put pressure more on their wingers in the midfield so that our to like force them to play the ball over the top instead of on the ground,
mm-hmm.
Their outside backs to play it into their wingers so that our outside backs could step up and win the ball higher up.
Yeah.
Which
is what Bravo loves to do already.
Exactly. So like, yeah. Little things like that. And it's working.
Yeah.
So.
And meanwhile, you know, our outside backs have stopped really going forward as much in the attack. They're not really, you know, we've seen like obviously Bravo scored a couple games ago, and Mosquera gets up on the right.
Yeah.
But like they're not really bombing forward as much as they normally have.
Yeah.
Which also allows a little better defensively.
Yeah. I will say though,
we're still conceding unfortunate goals. You know, we let them score last night, less than 1 minute of actual game time after our
same first, in San Jose too. It was like a minute and a half or 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, which that's just a lap. That's two games in a row. That's gotta change.
That's just a lapse of concentration.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, like this is a great team to watch.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, we're talking about ballers. Kaliskin on the second.
Yeah,
goal,
yeah. That was nice. Crazy. That was nice.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. That was nuts.
I will say I didn't think he had the best overall game.
No,
like he was playing some pretty crazy passes, but hey, he did that so.
And it was crazy.
Yeah.
Him and Moreno had a great link up. I was like watching, like when he hit that, I was like, did he mean to do that?
He definitely meant to do that.
Because like I couldn't tell if like he clipped it and then it like hit the defender's leg and kind of bounced into Moreno's path or like. But I mean that was perfect.
No, yeah.
Weight, spin, everything you could put on that ball.
Yeah,
it was perfect.
Beautiful.
And then they score. Then they score immediately.
Yeah, that's just
Diego Rubio gets wide open right behind McGraw and heads it home.
Yeah,
and I was like, well, this can't happen.
No, it really could not. I mean, yeah, after the later part of the second half was not good.
No,
that was just none of that should have happened.
Do you think it was red or yellow, Demora incident?
It was close.
Catches him, suds up ankle.
Yeah, it was close. He did get ball though too. That's why I mean, I like the call of yellow. Obviously, I like the yellow call. I mean, I think that probably is the right decision. Just because he didn't mean to. He clearly did not have the intent to do that, and he got the ball.
Yeah.
Like I think that's the right decision.
Yeah, I think if that like, the fact that he was kind of like shooting helped him. I think if that play happens in the middle of the field, it might be a red.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's that extra layer of he was just trying to shoot.
Yeah, which is why I think a yellow is the right call.
But once again, if the referee stands there for that long, it is no longer clear and obvious. He stood there for way too long.
Yeah.
It was like a couple minutes. That is not clear and obvious.
Yeah, it's so... same with the other one. Well, the penalty for Blanco was different.
Yes.
That one, he stood there for that long, and I don't know how he didn't see that was a penalty.
Yes.
But because there was a pretty clear angle that he definitely saw.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how that one. I think maybe it's he just thought that he wasn't going to get the ball. And he's like,
yeah, I guess so.
But, like, that's stupid. that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then a couple minutes later, Andrew Gutmann scores a lucky goal deflected off of Mosquera's trailing leg as he's trying to block it, which is very unfortunate.
Do.
And then all of a sudden it's 2-2 at halftime.
Yeah, which I will say, I was making fun of the commentator for saying it earlier, but I do kind of agree that we need to have a little bit more pressure on him for him to not get that shot like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And then, the vibes just kind of died at that point.
Yeah.
And they kept dying for the next 20, 25 minutes of the game.
And then, Mora time.
And then all of a sudden, ball starts flying in the air. We got some header tennis going back and forth.
Yeah.
Colorado center back doesn't do a good enough job with it. No one's beating Dyer under the next ball.
Who else is winning that? Come
perfect.
On. Perfect. Nobody else
perfect
is winning that.
Perfect headed through ball.
Yeah.
To a Mora who's already slightly in movement.
Yeah.
So he's going to beat the center back.
He's already through.
Yeah. Mora saw it. Mora saw what was going to happen. Oh, he had to have seen which that. Is perfect. Yeah. The center back did not.
Yeah.
He didn't really understand what was about to happen.
Yeah. He does not know Dyer is like that. He just does not know. But Mora, Dyer is Mora in fact knows. Like that. Yeah.
Mora knows yeah. and starting that little move.
Yeah. Yeah.
And played perfectly ahead of him. Mora does such a good job to beat the keeper. Oh.
Yeah.
That is like as perfect as you could want it. Wide open goal. Slots it home. Roof kind of just pops off the place.
Yeah.
Because that energy was building.
Oh yeah, that's huge. That's a huge goal. Yeah.
Pops off. And
we knock Colorado out of the playoffs. And we move up.
Sorry, Colorado. Yeah, I hope you get better owners soon. I hope you get an owner who treats you right.
Yeah.
Even though Stan Kroenke literally loves Stanley. Arsenal, the Denver Nuggets, and the Los Angeles Rams, and has spent money for them.
I did not realize that he owned all of those. Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah, they need a new owner. Yeah, that's
for some
just
reason
tough.
He just doesn't pay attention to Colorado.
Yeah, that's just tough.
It's okay, Colorado.
Yeah.
Hopefully better days are ahead.
Yeah. Is he like the actual like full, almost basically full owner of Arsenal?
Yeah.
Wow. He was doing pretty good over there, so.
Yeah, Stan Kroenke. Owner of Arsenal, owner of... I just want to double check.
Yeah.
Stan Kroenke.
Yeah.
And Stan Kroenke.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, which is insane because that means his net worth is like...
Oh, that's an insane net worth with those three teams alone.
Yeah.
That's insane. And then got me Colorado. Obviously adds a little bit.
Colorado's like maybe a couple hundred million. Maybe. Yeah. The other teams are all in the billions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Arsenal's probably
Arsenal and six. A football team alone are enough to...
Yeah. And then you've got one of the best basketball teams who just won a championship.
Yeah. So he's doing
fine. With
he's
the best fine. Player in the NBA. And...
Yeah. So
go ahead. Which player am I talking about? You looked at me quizzically.
Jamal Murray? I
don't know. No shot. You just said Jamal Murray.
I don't
know. Dude, no. Tyler,
Jokic.
No. Dude.
Doncic.
No.
Bro, I don't know.
Jokic, bro. You said it.
I said it, yeah.
Yeah, but it took you so long. And then he said Jamal Murray first. I'm losing my head, man. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know who you think the best player is. You got some niche opinions, so. You got some niche opinions about the NBA. You can't tell me that there's a chance that you wouldn't have thought that, and I couldn't have thought that you thought that.
Why? No, Jamal Murray. No. Jamal Murray's in the second or third tier. Probably third tier of NBA stars.
At least I got the team right.
Hey. It's just then he went Jokic? No, Doncic. That also hurt me inside.
I know it was an itch. So.
That also pained, that also pained me.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
No, my non-niche opinion is that Jokic is the best player currently in the NBA. So yes.
Okay.
That hurt.
So
me.
I got it the second time.
But yeah, well, let's continue talking about soccer, shall we? I won't set you up for any more of those. But yeah, our expected goals against Colorado, 2.34 to their 0.44. And one of those is just because that own goal or whatever went in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. The expected goal show it. We were much better than them.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though they had four shots on target still, but we had seven.
Yeah.
Better quality shots. Had 62% possession. Six corner kicks. We're getting corner kicks. Four big chances. 13 shots inside the box, which is great. Almost 500 passes. You don't see
that
from a Timbers team.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
You really don't see that from a Timbers team.
Wow.
Yeah, we roll into a game against LA Galaxy. An LA Galaxy team that is kind of on form.
Yeah, they're not bad. But they're not great.
No, they're not bad, but they're not
so good. I mean, yeah.
In their last 15 games, they only have 2 losses.
That is, wow, that's pretty good.
But 7 of them are draws.
Wow, okay. Yeah. I mean, they lost LAFC.
Which means that 6 of them are wins.
That's pretty good. I mean, they do have some... they got some bad opponents in there, but...
Yeah, like, they have a win against Chicago, but they have a win against Philly, a win against LAFC, a win against, they got, like,
San Jose.
They got a draw against St. Louis, draw against Columbus, draw against Houston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another draw against St. Louis.
I mean, they did lose to Charlotte.
They did lose to Charlotte.
And 3-0 to DC, but that was a while ago.
That was that was before they had the GOAT, Billy Sharp.
Yeah. No, but I mean,
Billy Sharp, Fagundes have been looking good. They've obviously got Tyler Boyd. We know these people, Bond. Raheem Edwards, who had a shocker last time we played. You got Ricky Pooge.
Oh,
yeah,
Barrios, too. He's
Ricky
scored.
Pooge, of course, in the midfield. Yeah, they've got Barrios off the bench. Jovalic they can bring off the bench.
Yeah.
This can be a dangerous team.
Yeah.
They've scored 2 goals in each of their last 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
So they score. Yeah. Which, you know, this game could get a little ugly and high scoring.
Yeah. I mean, our defenses look pretty good. I mean, not the best, I guess, against Colorado. But San Jose looked pretty good, I thought. But, yeah.
Except for that lapse in which they scored.
Well, that's, 2 games. We just can't have that again. We got to score first and then not let them score right after, and then we're fine.
And then just watch Billy Sharp.
Yeah.
The 36-year-old terrorizing the MLS.
Yeah.
I bet he's glad he's off of Sheffield United.
Probably, yeah. He's in L.A.
Yeah.
He's probably loving life.
And he's not losing 8-0.
Yeah, exactly. Newcastle. Wasn't it 7?
8.
It was 8? Oh,
yeah.
Just kidding. Yeah, that's crazy.
Billy Sharp in his last 4 games has 5 goals and an assist, so.
Yeah, that's
one to watch
for. Not too bad.
One to watch for.
And Ricky, of course.
And Ricky Pooch, of course, just orchestrating in the midfield.
Do they have any suspensions by chance? That'd be pretty good. They picked up 1 yellow card in that game, so probably not.
No. So, who was it, too?
Cerrillo.
Yeah.
So, really doesn't even matter.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, I mean, again, like we said, it's a winnable game, it's a must-win game. You know, that will hopefully kind of almost cement our spot in the playoffs.
Yeah, that gets us pretty close.
Because, LA Galaxy was one of the teams that could pass us due to games in hand until their draw last night. Yeah. So to get them even farther away from us with a win, teams are going to bloody each other up. And, hopefully this week's just a good step forward so that way we don't have to wait until the last week of the season.
Yeah, I really don't want to do that.
You've got Houston and Dallas, Minnesota, San Jose. You've got a lot of middle pack teams playing each other.
And Dallas has another game also. So they're going to be they'll be one behind us then. One game in hand still. And went on Saturday.
But yeah. So the middle of the pack teams are all going to play each other. We're hoping for draws.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'll jump ahead with wins. If Houston Dallas draw, we win, we jump. We're booming.
Yeah, I think we want St. Louis beat KC. That's probably just good.
Yeah. No, that's... We St. Louis, you know.
Oh, yeah. We need Nashville to beat Seattle in Nashville. That's, I think, very doable for them.
Yes. Minnesota, San Jose.
If somebody has to win, though, Minnesota. Yeah, Minnesota's the team to win there.
And then Houston, Dallas, draw.
Yeah, draw.
That's a draw.
That one's the biggest one. I think that's got to be a draw. Especially because both of them have a game in hand.
Yes. But if we
into that, they will.
We win, we pop on up, we get a home playoff game.
Yeah.
I love that. Who does Salt Lake play? Salt Lake not play? Am I missing it?
No, they gotta be playing.
Do they play on Sunday?
They play LAFC on Sunday. Okay. Draw. I guess.
That's a draw.
Yeah.
Why doesn't everyone just draw?
Yeah. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. And they're going
except
Wednesday.
Except for Nashville. Nashville beat Seattle.
Everyone well, yeah, draw. Sure. And then going into that next Wednesday, we also need some draws.
Yeah, Timbers get to sit back and relax. Dallas, Colorado. LAFC, Minnesota. Probably yeah. just have Minnesota win that game outright, as long as they don't win.
It's in Minnesota. Oh, no. That, is it in L.A.?
It doesn't matter.
Well, it kind of does.
Doesn't matter we're winning.
Doesn't matter what we want.
Doesn't matter we're winning.
Oh, true. True.
It's in Minnie.
So that's good.
Cold like Minnesota. Oh. Cold like Minnesota. Yeah, like the Timbers are in a great spot.
Yeah. Somehow.
Somehow. Again, somehow, yeah. some way the Timbers have made their late game their late season push. We're up here, we're back. I don't know how we do this every single year.
Yeah.
We got rid of our coach and we still did it.
Yeah, we should have a Cascadia Cup too.
We really but should. We don't. That's so unfortunate.
We should. That's just sad. Well, whatever.
Whatever.
Don't care. We're ahead of Vancouver. Don't care.
Whatever. Don't care. Whatever.
We got past Seattle. Don't care.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. You want to talk a little bit about Jazzy?
No.
Yeah, fair.
Just kidding, yeah.
Yeah. Alija Zivicic filed a complaint with the MLSPA against the Timbers, alleging abusive conduct and tampering.
Which, what does that mean exactly? What exactly does that mean? Like,
he wants to leave Portland. He's requested a trade on multiple occasions. Had a dispute with Gio, but a Timbers source say that Ivicic has requested a trade pretty much every time he doesn't start, and yeah. he's made it known that if he doesn't start, he doesn't play.
That's why, to me, it sounds like what he's saying is he files it for that, but he's just saying that they won't let him leave, and he's upset because he doesn't play.
Yeah.
And, like, no, you're not going to just leave. I'm sorry, we need you. Like, we need two keepers.
A trade was, like, allegedly on the table for Ivicic to be sent to New England, assumedly... because Petrovic went to Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ned declined it because Ivicic was our regular starter at the time.
Which makes sense.
And then Ivicic fell out of the lineup.
I mean, that's... you gotta...
But the Timbers say an offer was never made for Ivicic. And the Revolution only asked if the Timbers would be open to trading him.
Oh.
Ivicic's absence from the lineup in the two previous matches was due to a lumbar issue that is documented and not due to off-field issues.
Okay.
And then Ivicic and Moreno have the same agent, or Moreno's old
really?
Agent. Yeah, Moreno's old agent.
That's funny. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. I really think that it's a case of he's just upset.
He's just upset that he's not playing, and bye bye Jeff. Bye bye.
Yeah. Bye bye Jeremy. I don't know what, like, unless there's actual abuse, like, going on. Like, yeah.
If that's the case, we're ready to walk back the entire story, but. The like situation doesn't line up well for him to be right about this.
Yeah, and I feel like if there was actual abuse going on, there would be other players that would recognize it probably.
Yeah.
Like it would be a locker room issue if that were the case.
Yeah, we've gone through this before. I think the players would step up.
Especially in this organization, yeah. Yeah. Not to say that if it is actually happening, like, obviously that's not good.
No.
But
it does look like this is more of an upset player who's not playing.
Yeah, which you can't file a complaint for that. Like, you're a professional.
No.
Like, you gotta know if you'd lose your spot, it's on you, kinda. Like,
yeah.
Bingham has been playing well. I don't know. That's just tough. But
yeah, and the thing is, like, he's not even, like, that great enough to be doing this.
Yeah.
Like, he's good, don't get me wrong. And I've seen, again, it's been a while, so I know I've had this discussion with you, but we haven't had this discussion on the podcast. I see people arguing Ivicic Bingham in the comments, and it's like, that's not a good argument.
Yeah.
Because neither of them are good enough.
Honestly, either of them starts, either of them has about the same performance. They do a good job, make a couple big saves. Like, they're both pretty good shot stoppers.
Yes.
So that's like what they're very similar keepers.
And I think Bingham's a little bit better at claiming. Ivicic is a little bit better with his feet.
Yeah.
But neither of them should be an MLS starter.
Yeah. That is the reality.
Especially for like an MLS Cup, if an MLS Cup contending team, whether or not think we are one this season or we want to be, Bingham or Ivicic cannot be our keeper.
I will say Bingham.
Ivicic has not shown enough. Bingham has not shown enough. But Bingham can be our number two.
Yeah.
Fine with that, besides all of his past maggish comments. But we can.
I don't know about that, but yeah.
But yeah, we can, like, We need a new number one next year is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm fine if Bingham is the number two, but we need to buy a new number one.
I agree.
And then Ivicic can, you know, go bye-bye.
Like, I guess.
With Niasgoda and
yeah.
possibly Jimmy Chara, which we'll talk about in a later episode.
Yeah, we'll see, yeah. But, yeah. I mean, Bingham hasn't been playing good, though. I give him that. He's been making some good... He's been playing some good games, I think.
Yeah.
So...
I still will be a little upset if he's our number one next year.
Yeah.
Without at least buying a young one who could be in as the future number one.
Because, I mean, the thing is, though, with Ivicic, too, he was one of the best keepers in the league towards the end of last year.
Yeah, shot stopper. Yeah, like, in terms of, like, goals prevented.
Yeah, so he has the potential, I think, too, to be really good. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So
it is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But what's up with Hunter? Like,
yeah, who was the dude on the bench?
How good is
he? In the last game.
Hunter.
I thought there was somebody else. Maybe it wasn't that game then. I thought there was somebody that wasn't Hunter that was a keeper on the bench in one of these, like, last games.
Didn't we sign... Yeah, we signed him from, like, T2 for, like, a day.
But, just like, for the game. Why did we do that?
Because Hunter was hurt, I think.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know. He's just... He's just chilling.
He's just chilling, I guess.
Yeah.
Is he playing for T2?
If he's not, that's stupid. He's gotta be.
Like... Hopefully this will tell me.
I mean, yeah, because if he's not sitting on the bench for the Timbers, or I guess he is now, but if he hasn't been, and then he's also not playing for T2, what's he doing? He's got to get games in.
Like, I think he has to be playing for T2, but...
Yeah. Or he's pulling a... whatever his name is from Montreal, and he's secretly playing in a Sunday league.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
And then punching a dude, right?
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
I'm assuming he went to jail. That's got to be assault, right?
I don't think so. Well, like, I don't think he's going to jail, but it just depends. Yeah. He's not been playing for T2. It's the guy we signed on that one date, Bilichuk.
So what's he doing?
So assault's literally just not getting any, like...
So he's, like, training.
He's just training.
He's training with the first team.
Yeah. He's just getting no experience.
That's not good.
No.
Yeah, that's just not good.
Like, we need, you know.
That's like setting up the other guy to get to the level of him, and then now they're just at the same level, and then somebody else will come to T2 because they're at the same level, and then you just have two guys that aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hunter, you know, is big keeper, like, you know, probably has the skills to be a decent keeper. We don't know. That's the thing. We don't know anything.
Honestly,
he played like two games last year. Played in the U.S. Open Cup this year.
Might as well loan him out to a team that'll start him in like the USL or something for a year. Then bring him back.
Yeah. Like, that should be the plan next year with him. I don't know why it wasn't this year, but...
It makes sense.
That really should be what we do.
Put him on a year or two loan and then bring him back.
Yeah.
Half season even. I don't know.
Well, I think he should probably get a full year.
Well, yeah. Depends on how he does, though. You never
know. I think a full year.
If he's really good,
probably
bring him back.
I don't know if he'll be back. Yeah. I guess we did. We got that one, like, emergency keeper from USL one time, and he was goated for a couple games, but...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't remember his name.
How do we not remember his name? He was a legend. Saving that pen against San Jose.
Yeah, what's his name? Yeah, you got like two games, and then that was in San Jose, right?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Logan Ketterer.
Yeah.
Oh, pass.
Goat.
That's my emergency keeper goat.
Yeah.
Started three games and kept two shutouts. He saved a penalty kick in his debut.
Insane. Yeah. Insane.
Ketterer joined after Clark and Antonella and Ivicic all picked up injuries.
Yeah.
Leaving Sult as the only... Okay, so what? Sult's 21 right now. Jeez.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's still young.
I could have swore that he was, like, younger than us. But I guess not, because...
21.
Yeah.
Because we talked about him having his first legal drink earlier in the season.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
That is younger than us.
He is younger than us, yeah.
No, wait.
He's the same age as us right now, but, I mean, it depends on when it was in the season.
I think he's, like, barely younger than us. Well, like, maybe half a year younger than me, barely younger than you.
Because I think
April 25th.
Yeah, okay, because I think he graduated after us, though. I want to say from high school. Like, I think he was still in high school when we were freshmen.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know if that's true, but...
We'll believe you.
Yeah.
But yeah, he played two matches in 2021. And T2. That's it.
Just start him against the Galaxy.
And Open Cup games.
Just kidding. Don't do that. Because Bingham's going to have a game because he's back in LA.
That's like all I... That's what I was talking about, like... Like our last episode was like, just start the kids.
Yeah.
We're cooked.
Yeah.
Just start the kids.
No, no more.
No, I guess not. No, we're going.
Yeah.
We're going for it. So, yeah, joined T2 from the academy when he was 17. And then kind of just went back and forth, loaning and loaning and loaning and loaning.
Yeah.
Until he finally joined us. But,
yeah.
We signed Ivicic to an extension at the start of the year.
Nice.
Remember that?
Nice. Yeah, because he was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
that's the thing. I don't think he ever really got, like, bad. Like, he was never, like, bad.
Yeah, he would just, like, be in for the games we'd get scored on a lot. Not really because of his fault. Not necessarily not because of his fault, but also not because of his fault.
But if it's a 5-0 game, that's not the keeper.
And then, yeah. Like, and then Gio would be like...
Yeah, basically.
He has conceded,
and then Bingham would come in.
He has conceded 2 goals per game, but...
That is a lot, actually.
That is a lot. 2 clean sheets and 15 appearances. Oy.
But our defense was so bad.
Stess. Like, our defense has
that is a frustrating position as a keeper. Like,
hey, I know it all too well. I know it all too well. Eighth grade rec.
Yeah.
Eighth grade rec.
Oh yeah.
I was keeper. Yeah. The defense was so bad. Literally, just be
best
like
best keeper in the league. But
of course, well, literally be like the defense was terrible. So they literally just go right through the defense.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh,
yeah.
How do I?
There's nothing to do. Yeah.
I cooked in my first game.
Yeah.
The other team was like. The other team was like, how are you stopping these? I was like, I don't know.
It's just
this
good.
Is my first
honestly,
game in
yeah.
goal, bro. I don't know. I was the striker in third grade, and then I took 5 years off. Bingham has 16 appearances, has only conceded 19 goals, and has 6 clean sheets.
Mm. Okay, so what if we do this to fix the issue here? So I saw the other day that after Bayern won the Bundesliga a while back, when Pep was still in charge...
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to get his coaching staff to let him put Manuel Neuer in the midfield. So, to make Ivicic happy, we start him in the midfield. That's what I think.
There we go.
Yeah. Then he gets minutes.
In our first playoff game.
Yeah.
Because, like, the team will be game planning for our normal lineup, and then all of a sudden Ivicic is in the midfield.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are they going to do? Huh?
Yeah. What do you, I mean, he's huge.
How are you going to stop him?
You can't.
You can't. Exactly. Yeah. I think we need to get in touch with Miles.
Yeah, I think he's probably already thinking about it, honestly. So
he has to be.
Yeah, he's probably talking to Pep, and yeah. Also, I did see for next season. I guess it's not really a like very public kind of like because they don't want to step on Miles' toes and make him think that he's leaving mm-hmm. or whatever. But they're trying to bring in some sort of higher profile coach.
Yeah,
which makes sense. I don't know who that would be or what, but.
Like a Hugo Perez or a Robin Fraser.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the
or
way
Zinedine
it sounded
Zidane.
Like a. Yeah, that's more what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Antonio Conte.
No, but I think by high profile, a little bit higher profile than like a, just an MLS manager, you know? Like not like a Robin Fraser who's just been around MLS. Like.
Well, so does that mean like a Hugo Perez or.
Yeah, like a Tata, you know? Like somebody like that. I don't know.
Oh, but, we're getting Tata!
Surprise. Yeah, yeah.
He's leaving Miami for us.
Which
he's bringing Messi, Busquets, and Alba with him.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. We'll take it, though. We'll take it. Yeah, no, but... I mean, who knows? And I think if Miles can actually have us make a run, then he might just stay.
I'm always hesitant on that.
Oh, yeah, but okay. At this point, if we really don't lose, like, any games, really, and run through the playoffs to an MLS Cup... Like,
well, yeah, okay, at that point,
you got to give him a shot, at least.
But if
maybe.
He makes it to, like, the second round of the playoffs...
Yeah, that's
I am
different.
Hesitant, very hesitant, on keeping interim coaches in their first head coaching position into the next season. I'm very hesitant.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, yeah.
I almost thought AFC Bournemouth was going to do it this past season. Gary O'Neill took over. It was his first time in head coach, like, as a head coach, and we literally lost like 8 straight. They somehow still didn't fire him. We were able to stay up, and then it was just like, guys, we might keep him. And then one day in the summer, I woke up and it was like, no, we fired him. Like,
yeah,
he's out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
We signed this actual guy.
Yeah.
Which I think, honestly might be kind of what it is we're just like the season's gonna end and it's just gonna be kind of quiet on the Miles Joseph front. We'll end up hiring a new coach. Miles will just probably go back to being an assistant. Liam will still be there as a, you know.
Liam will be the coach.
You know, the new guy will bring in maybe his top assistant.
Be Diego Valeri.
And then Liam Ridge will still be there.
It'd be cool though. You could get a job at a bad team, like go to Colorado or something. Toronto, I don't know.
Joseph?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's literally what Gary O'Neill did. He just went to Wolves.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And now Wolves fans hate him. Because he's not a good coach.
Yeah.
Because he's just not ready for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not ready for a top job. It's like his first ever job because.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with Miles, though, too, is he's been an assistant in the league for a long time.
Yeah, that is
like,
true.
He's been in the league and he knows the league and he's been an assistant for a long time. So, you see he has his own way of playing and he has the tactics that he can implement.
Yeah, I guess so.
So it's a little bit different than a guy that's like, oh, Gio brought on this assistant and he hasn't been an assistant in the league and then all of a sudden he's just going to be the head coach.
And also, it makes a lot of sense and for Carlos and also to leave. And
I was very sad to see him go. Yeah.
Makes sense, though. Because he's kind of Gio's guy.
Yeah, exactly. And he's the kind of guy that I would not expect to become a head coach in the league.
Another AFC Bournemouth situation is when Eddie Howe got fired, his number two, who had been his number two for like 8 years, Jason Tindall, took over.
Nice.
Kind of stabbing him in the back. Got fired in his first season with a team that came straight down and should have just gone right back up.
Yeah.
And then still just goes, and then Eddie Howe gets the job at Newcastle, and Tindall's like, can I come, Eddie? And he just went to Newcastle.
Cheers. Yeah.
But Timber, good. Thank you, Miles Joseph. Thank you so much.
Good job.
Miles Joseph, so good. Miles Joseph, so good.
Will anybody get that reference? I don't know. I don't know if a single person is going to get that reference, but... If you do, good for you. Well, maybe not good for you, but...
Thank you for the goals. Thank you for the goals. score prediction. Oh, lineup predictions. We're going to assume Diego Char is not back. I'm unsure about whether or not Jimmy's going to be healthy enough. Because he popped up with like a hamstring injury out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Basically the only... let's hope Evander's back. Evander's day-to-day. Let's assume Jimmy's good. Out and Diego's still out. Let's assume both the Chatters
are Diego's out. Be out, yeah.
And we've got Evander and Paredes back, which basically just means Acosta slides to the six.
Mm-hmm.
Paredes and Evander.
Yeah, I think, honestly, it could be this.
Or do you think Paredes goes six, Evander and Moreno, Antony, Espria, Mora?
Oh, it could be. That's true.
Or do you think we go Acosta, Paredes, Evander, Moreno,
Espria? I think it probably goes more of a San Jose look where, Acosta's more the one sitting in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Praise is up with Evander a little bit more. And then Mora, I think, gets it. Espria's got to start again.
Espria. And then the back lines.
And Moreno. And,
back line's always cooking.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see Miles Joseph still believes in the take Bravo off for Miller.
Yeah,
and we actually had five center backs on at the end. I forgot about that. He brought in Araujo too.
Oh yeah.
So we literally had Zubarek, McGraw, Miller, Mabiala, and Araujo on all at the same time.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy, and we won. So
yeah, McGraw kind of stepped up. Like McGraw was kind of playing in the midfield.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is happening here?
He just going.
It was vibes.
Little stopper sweeper action.
It was just vibes at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's hit a little quickie score prediction, huh?
7-1.
Okay.
Just kidding. That's not going to happen. That'd be crazy, though.
Billy Sharp is not escaping.
Well, he can get his
punishment.
He can get his one goal.
Sheffield
that's,
United.
Yeah. It's going to be like a 3-1.
I do love a 3-1. I'm going to go 2-1 just because it's away.
Yeah.
But I do think we win. I do.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm...
We gotta win.
We win.
We just gotta win. That's all it is.
We win. It's at the same time as the Oregon game. It's against Stanford, so we should, be killing Stanford.
Yeah, who cares?
So...
Who cares?
Hopefully... The Stanford game is at 6:30, so hopefully Oregon is killing them enough within an hour that I can throw the Timby game on up.
Yeah.
If anything, I might start watching it a little late just for Oregon.
Just start, yeah.
But I'll probably... Oregon will get the laptop. Timby's get the TV.
Bo's going to be out at half. Here at Stanford. He's Ty Thompson's coming in at half. It's all, come on.
You think, Stanford stands a chance over what we did to Colorado?
Come on.
Oregon sports dominates Colorado. Yeah. We've seen it. Colorado. Don't talk about basketball when we talk about this.
But... Yeah, I wouldn't anyways. So.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Hey, who's the best player on the Nuggets?
Oh, you know, it's,
Go ahead.
Freaking Murray.
I know you were trying to think of any other player on the Nuggets except for Murray or Jokic.
I just couldn't, so. I was going to say Jokic, but I was like, but I know that's right, so.
All right, everyone. Have a good week. We're going to start our classes, which is so much fun, and I know Tyler's looking forward to it so much because Tyler's a nerd.
Yeah!
And I'm taking a sports economics class. I'm going to make sure to bring up the Timbers as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Don't you people worry. I'm going to spread the gospel. Mm-hmm. And then the Timbers are going to win on Saturday.
Yeah.
As I watch it with the entire class to spread the good gospel.
Yeah.
Which really means that we're going to lose. I probably won't watch
it. What time's the game at?
7:30 probably.
I'm going to be in Jersey.
No! Ew!
Bro.
10:30 game.
Bruh. Yeah. Ew. Well, I'll watch it anyways. Oh, no! That's the wedding day.
Yeah, bro.
No!
You're not the one getting married.
Bro, I can't even watch it.
You're not the one getting married. You're going to be done at 10:30.
Yeah, true. True. I guess a wedding doesn't go. Well, who knows, though? What if it's a night
wedding? What time's the wedding?
I have no idea.
Why don't you have any
idea? I'm just showing up. I'm showing up. I'm doing what I'm told.
I guess you are just the faithful little arm candy boyfriend.
I'm just showing up.
Wedding. It's not your wedding.
It's not a wedding you're interested in. It's just vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
But yeah, that's...
Well, I will watch the game, though. So.
Spread the gospel in New Jersey.
I will.
Spread the gospel at the wedding.
Yeah.
Bring a projector and be like, guys, can I set this up?
I was thinking I'll actually probably just wear full kit.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Guys, can I set up this projector really quick?
That'd actually be cool, yeah.
I know you're in the middle of your first day. Can I?
Oh, you know what?
It's about to start, guys.
I actually have to go buy a projector anyway, so I'll just bring it. And then, I won't even tell anybody, and I'll set it up.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, guys, the English commentators aren't working. Can I put on the Spanish? The Spanish one?
See, it's okay, though, because the person that's getting married likes soccer, so. He'll be cool.
That is
fine. Yeah.
But yeah, this will be so good. And the Timbers will win.
Timbers are so good.
And have a great week, everybody.
Yeah.